Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey everybody, welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it
or do we
6 of 1, half dozen or another. Probably not, though.
Probably not. And this one,
I don't even know if that's the right saying to say, but I said it, so
it's the right one. This one we don't believe in. I don't believe in. And actually, a bit of a content warning. This one might be a rough one.
Yeah, I read, so Trevor, because we put up the Zencaster, and it has a little title, what it is, and I didn't read it at first, but I just saw it, like, shortly before we started, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely a content warning on this one.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember a couple months ago, or actually even more recent than that, where Tennessee, had you hear about this marriage bill that they were talking about in Tennessee?
Vaguely. Oh, I think this might be actually something we should just put out. Didn't the Supreme Court just held a vote that they're basically, I think it's something along the lines of them repealing Roe v. Wade.
It was more like a leaked thing where that's the plan, but somebody at the Supreme Court.
And it seems like they're trying to get rid of a few of these things, you know, with other things as well. So
it's
that's
a scary time.
Very terrible situation right now. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt what we were talking.
No.
I just felt like that's pertinent to a certain degree to what we're talking about today.
I think so. And that's the thing, too, is like if there were more access to abortion and less stigma around abortion, I think that this topic we're going to talk about would be less tough.
Or just sex and sexual health and anything like that, right?
But so but this bill in Tennessee that they were trying to pass, and I know they changed the wording of it, but basically the idea of the bill was they were trying to make a new type of common law marriage in Tennessee as a way to for pastors who didn't want to marry people because of gay marriage. So they thought that marrying anybody because gay marriage is legal, that was like blasphemy or whatever. So they were trying to make this new type of marriage that was only between a man and a woman, but would still be a legally binding marriage. Yeah. But part of the bill, part of the thing was...
I don't understand what the fucking point of that is.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Like, what does it matter?
Yeah. But part of the problem with that bill, too, besides it just being a bigot bill, was that it had no age requirements. So anybody could get married under this new marriage rule. So like any as long as they're a male and female signed at birth, if they're two people, doesn't matter what age they are, they can get married. So
so I guess my question for that is this for normal marriage laws, are the age limits for them defined by specific laws, or are there like other laws that would kind of denote these things?
Yeah, so it depends. In Canada, there's some different rules, and in America, each state has its own rules on age you can get married.
So I guess my question would be, is that age in which you can get married separate from the other like marriage laws, like in this case, this one that would be a different type of common law, like would not the one for the other marriage laws have an age requirement that would, you would think, go over to that one, or are they just two separate things?
They'd be two separate things. So if you, like before they change the law, if you got married under this one, then you can get married at any age.
Great.
So, yeah. But luckily that changed, but still, I think the whole bill was shot down, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. So around the world, one in five girls are married before the age of 18, which makes people think that this is like, you know, just an issue in, you know, other countries, because it's not as big in Canada or in the US, but no, it's still, still a huge problem here. And the reason we're talking about it on a religious podcast is because religion has a lot to do with the reason 100%. Why people get married. Yeah.
And what's the big reason for it is to take away young girls' autonomy and to legally give control to the husband.
Yep. They're
it's
so
fucked up.
It's really fucked up. So there's a few different reasons why, you know, this happens. But one of the most common ones is a teenage girl gets pregnant a lot of times with, you know, somebody who's over the age of 18. So she's, you know, 14, 15, and she's with somebody who's like 24 or higher. Or like, anyways, it's, you know, it's statutory rape. So what happens a lot of the times is she gets pregnant and the religious family is upset that she's pregnant and not married. And also the guy can go to jail for statutory rape. But if they're married, then he doesn't go to jail because a lot of states have loopholes. And that's basically, it's nicknamed the marry your rapist loophole, where if you have parental permission and you're pregnant, a judge will sign off on you getting married.
That's
some states as young as 14 and some have no age limits.
I mean, that's absolutely fucked, especially to like, it's not even saying whether or not the person themselves necessarily consents. Most of the time, it's just if the parents give their consent.
Yeah.
So, and I know that there's definitely instances where I'm sure the children, the last thing they would want is to be with this person, but their parents are like, you have to do it. Otherwise, you know, whatever else is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so fucking gross.
It's so disgusting. Let's see. As of July of last year, six states have banned underage marriages with no exceptions. New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Rhode Island, and New York. So only six. And America, Samoa, and the U.S. Virgin Islands as well. So that's in America. But between 2000 and 2018, there were almost 300,000 minors married legally in the United
300,000?
States. 300,000. It's a lot less in Canada, but still between that same time period, that's 3,600. So 3,600. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot less, but we also have a much smaller population.
I guess my question would be is, how many of these are like just like people getting married super, super young? Like, does that count into the statistic? Is that anything? Like,
that's marriages under 18, the age of 18. So that does count when it's like a 18-year-old marrying a 17-year-old. So it does count those. So, but...
Because I'm sure there's a good portion of it that is that, especially in a lot of the very religious areas, you know,
where
all they want to do is just have sex.
Yeah. So, I mean, I watched some videos of, you know, just people talking about their experience. A lot of times it's fundamentalist Christian. Like I said, there was one sad story. It was, I mean, poverty also has a lot to do with it. One sad story where this guy got a girl drunk at a party when she was 14. He was 24. And then in order to get out of jail, he bought her dad a case of beer in exchange for his signature on marriage papers.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And that was like, they were, you know, impoverished. He was a... Her dad was an alcoholic, and he was like, well, you know, I'll provide a good home for her, don't worry, and yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
That seems like two people, like, I don't necessarily advocate violence, but this seems like, these are like two people that we should be stringing up in the town square, like, for shit like that. That's fucked up.
Yeah, and one of the most famous stories is this girl, she was, again, 14, he was in his early 20s. She woke up one morning and he's like, we had sex last night, and she had no memory of it. She was just blackout drunk, and she just knew he took advantage of her. And she got pregnant. She told her mom, and her mom filed complaints with the police, but her parents were divorced and her dad didn't want any charges laid against the guy because he didn't want his daughter to be an unwed mother. So he took her three states over on her 15th birthday.
Fuck you.
Like as soon as she turned 15, because it was, he found one state that you didn't need both parents' signature. And so it was like a 2-day drive. They got married. Luckily, I mean, it's still a really sad story, but luckily the mom persisted and the guy did still get arrested. And the guy still went to jail as well as the dad.
Oh, the dad went to jail.
The dad went to jail
because
as well.
For taking her over state lines or whatever and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
For, yeah. And so that was like, I mean, that had a better outcome, but it's still like, and his reasoning was he didn't want to look bad in front of his church. That's
so gross.
Yeah.
I hate that so much. Like so much of this is just about saving face to not look like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But then all you end up doing is making yourself an even bigger piece of shit. And a lot of the times, too, it's not even at your own expense. It's at the expense of, you know, someone who you would think you should love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to say unconditionally, but, you know, within reason. Unconditionally.
Yeah.
Your own children, right?
Exactly. Like, that's your kid. That's, you're supposed to be protecting them.
Yeah, okay. For sure. And I'm not like, yeah.
I'd want to kick that guy's ass. I wouldn't want to force your daughter to live with him.
I don't know. It just feels too easy for the parents to kind of just be able to say, like, yeah, no, it's fine. There's, like, no... I don't want to say like a fail safe, but there's no like repercussions for bad parents making these decisions on behalf of their children, which I mean, in a lot of cases there really isn't either, but like this is something that's so like this can affect a person's entire life, right? Like this isn't just like, oh, this happened, so we're going to make them go to summer camp. It's just like, no, you're going to basically give your child away to a stranger.
Yeah.
And that's their life now.
And what happens, too, is I think it's 50% drop out of high school. And then I think it's even lower number who graduated college, like a much lower number. And most of these marriages still end in divorce. Like, I think it's 86%, which, I mean, good they got out of it. But also, now you have no education and you're raising these kids because usually it's not just the one kid, usually... Once they get married, they just start pumping out kids.
Well, another thing about these fundamentalist idiots is that they should be looking at is that now you're double sinning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only did you get, you had premarital sex, but now you're getting a divorce?
Mm-hmm.
What will their churches think? Oh, no.
And the thing is, too, a lot of places, I don't know if it's all the states, but like you aren't legally allowed to file for a divorce if you're underage.
Yeah. So there's nothing, again, I don't want to say indentured servitude, but to a certain degree, it kind of is.
Yeah. And like some battered women's shelters don't take underage girls.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so like they have no safeguards. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah. And then, so for example, in Kentucky.
You're giving your children over to a predator.
Yeah. In Kentucky, they were trying to ban make a law banning child marriages. But a Christian organization called Family Foundation of Kentucky fought it.
Why?
Basically, like, it goes against family wishes, and if somebody's pregnant and they want to have a, you know, a father figure in the household, then they should be allowed to have that right to marry or whatever. And a lot of times with marriage bills, too, they just, anything like that, they think it's a backdoor to gay marriage.
Right. Well, that's Mitch McConnell's state, too, right? Kentucky?
And the same thing happened in Tennessee years ago, where for this most recent one in Tennessee, and again, some group with the name, the Family Action Council of Tennessee countered it and fought against the bill that would, you know, set an age limit.
So again, this is the same thing with anything like abortion rights, with marriage rights, with sexual education. It's a bunch of fundamentalist people who I don't, their whole goal always just seems to be like, what can we do to enable predatory behavior and to avoid consequences for all the shitty people that we know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's all it ever seems to be. Like, why else would you oppose something like that? Why would you oppose gay marriage? Why would you oppose proper sexual education? Why would you oppose this stuff? And the only reason I can see is that, oh, well, all these people I know are doing these things and I don't want them to get in trouble. Like, I don't know why you would want to do that.
And the thing too is like, you need your parents' signature. Some states, the parents have to mm-hmm. be there, argue their case to the judge why their kid should get married. Not a lot of states have any requirement for the kid to say whether or not they actually want to get married.
Right.
And even ones that do, there's still like pressure from the parents to like, this is what you tell that judge. It's gross. And yeah. then, yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another big issue too is, especially with people from outside of America, like if they're born in America but they have family in other countries like Pakistan, things like that. Mm-hmm. This is one story I heard was her family sent her to Pakistan in order to marry like a distant relative when she was wow. 14, so that he could get his visa to move to America, and America still honors those visas. For if you're marrying an underage girl, they still wow. honor the visas. Yeah.
Anything like arranged marriages and things like that, I know it's difficult because I know there are quote-unquote cultural things, but yeah. I still think it's a disgusting practice that needs to fucking die.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything you can say to defend it. I think it's yeah. I think it's gross. I think it's irresponsible. I think you're completely ignoring the needs of a child in order to validate some traditions or whatever, and that's just so fucked up.
Yeah.
But and then doing it so that some fucking relative of yours can get a green card, fuck you.
And that was a sad story too, because she was talking about how it wasn't just about the green card, like mm-hmm. she was now seen as this guy's husband and owed him sex, owed him yeah. cooking, everything.
Well, that's the other thing, that's the other side of it too, is that, you know, that comes back to sexual education, that comes back to these things. It's like, you are not owed anything.
Exactly.
But, you know, if we don't teach kids about consent, if we don't teach kids about these things, you know, like what they yeah. were trying to do in Ontario a few years ago, but then the religious group said, no, we don't want this. We don't want to teach our kids about this yeah. for some stupid reason. So you can keep doing these barbaric, backwards behaviors, right?
Yeah. And election coming up in Ontario. So if you're in Ontario... listener, we can finally get Doug Ford out and maybe get, you know, have our kids learning stuff again.
Well, I don't, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, and that's another statistic too, is that girls who are forced into marriage are three mm-hmm. times as likely to end up in abusive relationships. And
well, yeah, I mean, that yeah. makes sense.
Yeah, because it's already an abuser that's mm-hmm. marrying her. Like,
oh, 100%. Yeah. You're starting your... relationship cycles with an abusive relationship. All that's going to do is it's going to affect you, right? It's the same as any yeah. like, you know, child of abuse. Usually there's a pattern that, you know, arises because of that.
Mm-hmm. And then some other things too. Do you remember Roy Moore, the judge Roy Moore?
I don't know.
He ran for politics after he was fired, but he was a judge in the States, mm-hmm. and then he was running for office, running for the U.S. mm-hmm. Senate, but accusations came out that when he was 34 years old, he was continually asking out like teenage girls, and continually
okay.
teenage girls in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And a lot of people were like, in that area, especially in his religious circles, somebody that old trying mm-hmm. to quote unquote court a young underage girl wasn't. Yep. uncommon. They'd still get married after they were old enough, but it was like not an uncommon thing to be like, I'm a...
Are they trying to justify it by saying it's not uncommon? Is that what you're saying? Or...
Yeah, and they were trying to justify like, oh, he's not a pedophile. He was just trying
that's
such, to...
That's so fucking messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really gross. And but that's a common thing. And that's like courtships is something that a lot of Christian fundamentalist groups use to like say it's better than just dating whoever. But a lot of times it's set up by the parents. And a lot of times it's especially
it just sounds like you're trying to groom a child until you can legally make them do what you want them to do.
And that's huge in the Quiverful movement. Exactly. Yeah. Where in certain groups within the Quiverful movement, it's just expected that your father chooses who you marry. They'll say, like, if you marry them young, then they're moldable and they're, you know.
Well, that comes back to, you know, the importance of individuality and how you kind of lose all that in that, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. When you're already looked at as being subservient to the husband, you're already losing so much of your own autonomy there. It's fucked up.
Yeah. A couple years ago, this website is like Let Them Marry, but they were doing a Get Them Married conference where it was like parents who basically got together in this big conference and figured out how to get people in their Quiverful cult from across America, match them up with, okay, my daughter will marry your son. And yeah. And it ended up, they rented a big space by that was owned by the Salvation Army to do it. And the Salvation Army was, when they found out what the conference was, like, wouldn't let them. And then there was so much pushback that they ended up canceling the whole event. But that's their mindset, is get them married young. And, yeah.
Wow. So I mean, not that the Salvation Army is a great organization either. Yeah. But
no, they are not.
They knew how shitty this was.
Yeah. Yeah, some other groups, fundamentalist LDS churches, a lot of them. There's been a lot of issues with child marriage, polygamy cults.
Yep.
A lot of them end up, with child marriage. The problem with those, too, is they're not legal marriage, so those get unnoticed, too. It's just the marriage within their cult. So it's harder to track, like, that kind of thing without, like, regular raids and, like, regular, checking church documents and stuff.
Yeah. Well, what are they? They don't care about the law. They care about the Lord.
Exactly. Other cults. There's the Children of God. We've talked about them before. But they were a lot of people forced to marry young. There's a couple Islamic cults as well in the States. There was a story about a girl who was forced to get married at 12 in Texas.
Yeah.
So it's a huge problem. There's a group called Unchained that is working very hard in the States to get the laws changed.
Yeah.
Had some definite pushbacks, but they've been working pretty successfully to get.
Well, I'm wondering how recent revelations with the Supreme Court and kind of the road that they're leading down, how that's going to affect these kind of legislations. So hopefully, I mean, it is a big step back in terms of, you know, body autonomy and people's rights, but hopefully it's not another step back for this as well.
Yeah. And there was even one bill that the ACLU was fighting against because the bill would like outlaw marriage under the age of 18 in California. And the ACLU was against it because reproductive rights, they said that if somebody's pregnant, they should have the right to be married because there's also other rights that come with getting married. And
right. Guess I understand that.
Maybe just give them protections.
Yeah. But or just, you know, if they had like standardized medicine and things like that and... you know, like child care and, you know, prenatal care and all that stuff. Like if that stuff was, affordable or state sponsored or anything like that, then you wouldn't need to worry about if they could get married or not as an underage person.
I think in general, a lot of people, especially in religious circles, get married way too young.
Right.
Oh, and it affects 100%. Their life in a huge way.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that in the least.
I mean, the amount of people I knew from Bible college who are now divorced because they just got married because they wanted a bang. Or they had banged and got pregnant. Like, it's crazy. Like, I used to think that, like, my parents were married at 21 and 22. So I was like, oh, that's the norm. That's what you do.
But it's pretty crazy. Well, that's the thing, too. Like, going back, like I was saying about childcare expenses and stuff like that. Like, I can't imagine how little money that would relatively cost. And I was just looking up. The United States spent about $801 billion in 2021 on their military budget.
On their military budget, yeah.
On their military budget.
Yeah.
I'm sure a small fraction of that you could pay for healthcare.
Especially if you consider yourself pro-life. Like, why aren't you fighting for that?
Because they're pro-death.
Yeah.
some of these people are, you know, they're part of a death cult. They want war, famine, greed, all that shit, right? You know, all the stuff that they purport to hate. But
yeah,
if there's a chance that they could be one of the elite, then they'd rather have that than, you know, give somebody else an advantage.
Exactly. And yeah, a lot of this is about appearance. And it's about, hey, my daughter's a holy person who's married to a holy man, not I force my child to marry her rapist. Or
yeah, and that's what we need to do. We need to start shaming these people. We need to start reframing the narrative. Like, I mean, I think most mm-hmm. rational people are. I think that, yeah. I'll be fair there. I think most people understand that this is a terrible, horrible thing. But,
yeah,
you know, if you're in a community and you see shit like this happen and you knew stuff like this is happening, call it out for what it is. Like, come yeah. on.
I don't know. I went to, when I was a kid, like a very young kid, I went to a teen wedding. I think they were 18, but they were pregnant. And it was like definitely like a shotgun wedding. And right. I remember just looking back on it and thinking how weird that was. And then I remember a few years ago, too, my friend's sister kind of had a very similar thing where she wasn't a child, but she was very young, got pregnant, and was basically forced into a marriage, and mm-hmm. that didn't last very long. And it was just, the wedding pictures were so sad to me because yeah. they don't, that church too, everybody would come out to a wedding, but if it was a teenage wedding, it would just be a handful of people. And it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was getting married, I would just want a handful of people. I wouldn't
Same.
Want
yeah.
a whole fucking... so,
yeah.
I mean, that, I'm like, okay. But I understand the point you're trying to make.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to belittle the situation. I'm just trying to bring a little levity to
yeah.
a terrible topic here.
Another organization is Girls Not Brides, and they're more international, although they do acknowledge that it has to be stopped in developed countries as well, because a lot
it
of people
has to
just
be stopped
think
everywhere.
Yeah, it has to be stopped everywhere. A lot mm-hmm. of people just say, "Oh, that's just in the Middle East, or that's just in Asia," no. but it's no. everywhere.
Oh, I mean, that's so many of those issues, right? It's such a head in the sand diversionary thing. It's like, oh, that's not a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a civilized country or whatever, right?
Yeah,
and that's all that's showing is your ignorance and your biases and your. You know, it's like this. These are real problems everywhere.
Yeah,
maybe exactly. not as visible, but
and yeah, I mean that's really all I have on child brides. Like I said, it is getting better, especially in the States where
well,
more and more laws are being passed.
Yeah,
so yeah,
it was getting better. We'll see what happens.
It was, yeah, and we'll see how. Oh man, can you imagine like just the amount of damage Trump has done by the judges he's appointed? And
well, I mean, just the amount of damage the Supreme Court has done
yeah.
itself, like the
yeah.
fact that they're able to do these kind of, like the way that it's kind of run and the how it's operating is something needs to change.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they can do or if there is anything they can do, but it's pretty messed up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The one thing I heard was, and it's why, hey, Americans, vote in midterms. If they can get enough votes, they can add another person to the Supreme Court. They can add another seat. They've done that in the past because as population grows, that was kind of the idea, was you'd add more mm-hmm. people to the Supreme Court. So that is something they could do that could sway it a little bit.
Yep.
But, yeah, they need to act. They need to do something because this is sad and dangerous.
Yes. One thing, though, I don't know if you saw, Trudeau did make a comment on it, because I know some people were worried about the whole Roe v. Wade thing and affecting Canadian
yeah.
politics, but Trudeau did make a statement saying that, affirming women's rights to choose and everything like
yeah.
that, and saying that we'll fight for reproductive rights and women's rights no matter
okay.
what. And this
yeah.
this should have no effect on people, but...
Yeah, those rich politicians who are making this, they're still going to get their mistresses' abortions. They
oh,
just have 100%. More resources to do it. It's just like people with lower income.
It's rules for you, not for me, right?
Yeah.
That's all it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, well, that rules for everybody else, not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Onion put out a video that was like, new state law says you have to spend one night in a haunted house in order to get abortion.
That's cool. I'll do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. but
if you could have a proxy, I'll start up a business. I'll stay
yeah.
in haunted houses so people can get abortions.
That's true. Yeah. I'll live in
I'll
a haunted house.
I'll do
Cause,
it.
Because ghosts aren't real.
Exactly.
I was thinking for this episode, I'm not going to do a Christian rock lyric because it was just like, I was going to do one about marriage and I was like, but that's not. And then, so I think actually too, we'll save the thanking the patrons for next time as well. So we'll do, we'll double up on that. And, but I do want to say thank you, to everybody who has supported us. You're all wonderful. And, yeah, this is a tough thing, but it just, it was something I wanted to talk about for a while and figured it'd be more conversational than most.
And I know we're barely scratching the surface on what this issue really is, especially on a global scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine just how nuanced and just how complicated an issue this is. And once we start looking into different countries and, you know, especially when you start introducing poverty in other cultures too, things just get so messed up. But yeah,
it's in every religion. Like, I don't think there's any religions that's exempt from this. It's in every, it's pretty much in every country, I'd say. And it's, but a lot of times it does, like you said, it does go on poverty lines and it's,
well, it's the most vulnerable people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the poor, it's children, it's, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but thanks everybody. We love
thank you.
You. Mm-hmm. And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.